Democratic leaders gave a generally warm reception to Republican Governor Phil Scott's budget address on Tuesday. But as was the case last year, Scott's call for cost containment in public schools is shaping up as the main flashpoint in Montpelier in 2018. Here's VPR's Peter Hirschfeld.
With an executive branch in Republican hands and a legislature overwhelmingly controlled by Democrats, ideological conflict is part and parcel of state government these days. On Tuesday afternoon, it became very clear where that partisan divide is widest.
The discussion on the education front is a different challenge all on its own because there is, unlike the budget, there is no proposal on the table right now from the administration.
That Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash at a press conference after Governor Phil Scott's budget address, and as was the case last year, the issue of education spending looks to be the brightest flashpoint in Montpelier in 2018. Scott has called on lawmakers to do whatever's necessary to avoid the projected increase in next year's property tax rates, and the Republican governor says achieving that goal will require significant reductions to education spending. Ash and his Democratic colleagues, however, say the governor has been unwilling to offer up a plan for action. Here's Chittenden County Senator Phil Baruth, the Democratic chairman of the Senate Education Committee.
Again, I would direct all of you in the room to ask the governor for what he did not provide today, which were any specifics about cost-cutting ideas for education.
Last week, the Scott administration sent a memo to lawmakers with a list of cost-cutting concepts. Scott was emphatic that the list did not constitute a proposal on his part, and lawmakers don't seem likely to adopt them anyway. Here's Baruth again.
Some of the ideas that came forward in the memo that you talked about are wrong-headed.
One of the more notable items on that memo would cut $30 million from next year's school budgets by enforcing a mandatory reduction in school staff across Vermont. On Tuesday, Scott broadened his call for reductions in school staff statewide, saying the state should increase the staff-to-student ratio from 4-to-1 to 5-to-1 over the next 5 years. But Bristol Representative David Sharp, the Democratic chairman of the House Education Committee, says Scott hasn't given lawmakers any indication of how that would work.
What I would like from the administration, rather than vague ideas, is some concrete notions in language that the committee can deal with.
House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says there's a more fundamental problem with Scott's approach to cost containment in public schools. Johnson says Vermont has a proud history of letting local voters make financial decisions about what's best for their local schools. Johnson says staffing mandates or caps on local school budgets, as Scott has also suggested, are antithetical to the spirit of local control.
A lot of the ideas in that memo require a little more Montpelierization of the education system, and which is not what my communities have been asking for.
Aside from Scott's push for cost-cutting measures in the education system, Democratic lawmakers gave a generally warm reception to the basic outlines of the governor's budget proposal, and they say they feel more engaged with the administration this year than they did in 2017. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.